words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Welcome, everybody. We have apologies this evening from Councillor Overton and an apology from Councillor Hiscott. So we move on to the first item tonight is 1.1, the confirmation of the minutes. Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconder, please.
Second.
Thanks,
Mayor.
Councillor Beswick. Any queries on those minutes of the 14th of December? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.1 is Councillor Workshops. There's a list there. Can I have somebody move that that be received?
Move,
thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Seconded, Councillor Viney. Any queries on those workshops? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.1 is Mayor's Communications. 3.2 is the Mayor's Diary. It's looking very sparse because of the Christmas New Year period. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please?
Move, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Duprose. Seconded, Councillor Fuller. Any queries on those items? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.3 is declarations of interest. Anybody wishing to declare an interest? No. 4.1 is councillor reports. Anybody wishing to report on a meeting? Committee meetings? No. 5.1 is leave of absence. There are no applications. 6.1 is deputations. There's no requests for deputations. 7.1 is petitions. None have been received. 8.1 is councillor questions without notice. Councillor Van Rooyen. Councillor Beswick.
One for the Director of Infrastructure Services, please.
Councillor Duprose?
No.
Councillor Viney?
No, Mayor.
Councillor Fuller?
One for the General Manager enclosed, please, Mayor.
Councillor Carpenter?
One for the Director of Infrastructure and Services, please, Mayor.
Myself. 8.2, Councillor questions on notice, and no questions have been received. 9.1 is public question time. No questions received? No. 9.2 is public questions taken on notice, and no public questions were taken on notice from the last December meeting. 10.1 is minutes and notes of committees of the council. There's a couple there. Can I have somebody move that they be received, please?
So moved, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Van Rooyen. Any queries on those minutes? In favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.2 is the quarterly performance report and annual plan progress. Can I have somebody move that that be received?
Yes, I'll move, Mayor.
It's Councillor Van Rooyen. Seconded, Councillor Duprose. Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to speak to this?
Yeah, without a workshop on it, I think we
discussed it fairly well. I don't have anything to add to what we've been through, so.
Thank you. Any other queries on this? No, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.3 is correspondence addressed to the Mayor and councillors. There's a couple there. Can I have somebody move that the schedule be received? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. Any queries on that correspondence? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.4 is the common seal. There's a copy there. Can I have somebody move that that be received?
Yes, Mayor, I'll move.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Seconded, Councillor Viney. Any queries on those items of common seal? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.5 is contracts and agreements. I think you've had a schedule that's been updated there. It's Can I have somebody move that that be received?
Move, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Diprow. Seconded, Councillor Carpenter. No queries? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Move on to statutory determinations, 10.6. There's a list there. Can I have somebody move that that be received?
So moved.
Councillor Van Rooyen, seconded, Councillor Carpenter. Any queries on those determinations? Councillor Carpenter, did you want to speak?
No, just bubbling along there, isn't it? Going unbelievable. Yes.
All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.7 is the use of Council's roads for Targa, Tasmania. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution? Thanks, Councillor Viney. A seconder, please.
Thanks, Ma'am.
Councillor Beswick. Councillor Viney, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, I think it's just marvellous that we can work with a committee such as Targa Tasmania for such an iconic event within the tourism realm of the state. I just hope that under all the COVID regulations, etc., that it actually can go ahead this year, and wish them all the best.
Speakers? No. Would you like to close, Councillor Viney?
No,
Mayor. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.8 is Council acting as a planning authority. Can I have somebody move that that be received? No, thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconded, Councillor Diprose. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. So 10.9 is a residential retrospective application for a shed extension and shipping container variation to the building envelope at 32 Epsom Road, Penguin. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution?
Yes, Mayor, I'll move.
It's Councillor Van Rooyen. A seconder, please. Second. Councillor Fuller. Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to speak to this?
Well, Mayor, I guess it's good to see that this development, if you like, is being made legal. Look, there's nothing unusual about it. I know one of them's a shipping container, the other one's an old shed. I think they're far enough away from the neighbours not to worry them. I don't agree with the person that's put in an objection. And so I think I just go along and approve it as per the recommendations.
Any other speakers? Do you want to close, Councillor Van Rooyen?
No, Mayor.
All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.10 is a residential garage variation to the building envelope and location of garage to the primary frontage at 3 Racecourse Crescent, Turners Beach. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Seconded, Councillor Viney. Councillor Fuller, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Mayor. Just to say that I'll be supporting the recommendation. It is a difficult one, a residential property on a corner block, and how one uses the boundaries of one's property when it's situated that way. You know, there may well have been other options for the proponent to consider. However, it's our job tonight to assess the application as it's submitted in front of us, in line with the considering the professional advice of the planners. So I will be supporting the recommendation.
Speakers? Councillor Beswick.
Yes, Mayor. I'll be supporting it, but with reservations. I would have liked to have seen perhaps an alternate option put with perhaps an access off the adjoining street adjacent to the garage and put a second entrance in, mainly because precedence perhaps for the future, but I'll be supporting it with reservations.
Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller, did you want to close?
No, thank you, Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.11 is a residential building envelope for non-required dwelling and two sheds, discretionary use and development in rural resource zone and reliance on access via right-of-way and over Crown land at Lungana Road. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution?
Mayor, I'd like to move an alternate resolution. You've got a copy of that on there?
Yes, we do have with an alternate to the conditions.
The conditions,
yes. So, Councillor Carpenter, you're going to move the changes, taking out number three,
yep.
And with an addition of and the agricultural report prepared by Lisa Ablett, dated March 2020, in clause number one.
New condition number 10.
Second that, me.
Do you want to read the whole part five?
Yeah, I'd like to move this alternate conditions to this motion. In number one, that the agriculture report should only read what's been added, GM?
Yep. Just read number one.
Number one, the development must be substantially in accordance with the site plan and building envelope layout plan received the 19th of November 2020. The new part and the agriculture report prepared by Lisa Ablett dated March 2020, unless modified by a condition of this permit. Delete three and add number 10, which is prior to the issue of a building permit, the owner of the land must submit and enter into a Part 5 agreement with the Central Coast Council under Section 71 of the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. The Part 5 agreement is set out the following matters to the satisfaction of the General Manager, which would be, I'll start at the top. Part 5 agreement must list and acknowledge the resource development forestry operations that occur on adjoining land to the east, south and west of the subject land identified as all them numbers. Forestry operations include but may not be limited to A, felling, processing, fording of logs using mechanical equipment, road construction, transport using log trucks, burning of log debris, site preparation using excavators, tree planting and fertiliser application, pest control and tree pruning. The Part 5 agreement must make reference to matters contained in the Primary Industries Activities Protection Act 1995 and execution of the Part 5 agreement, including drafting and registration agreement against all them numbers, must be at the developer's expense. Yeah. Other than that, nothing else has changed.
So you've moved, Councillor Beswick, seconded. Would you like to speak to this, Councillor Carpenter?
Thanks, Mayor. The reason, if you'd have read through the conditions on the old application or the old motion, I thought three was too restrictive to the new applicant, to the new owner of the property, in the fact that he had a lot of substantial clearing, water troughs, pipe work, pasture renovation, forestry clean-up before a building permit was allowed. And if you think of where this new owners are coming from across the water, the least they would need is a shed to store stuff on it and be able to work that property and get it into the form that we want to. It would be a great outcome if this comes from forestry to pasture. Will be excellent. So this is not restrictive. This is not financially restrictive, where he's got to put all his money into that first before he can build anything to live in. It's the other way around, but it acknowledges the fact that forestry is operating on his boundaries right around him and that he cannot stop that into the future. So to me, I think it's just a more simpler way of dealing with matters like this, and this would be a great outcome if we can see people coming back in from other parts of Australia and in Tasmania and redeveloping forestry land back into pasture at this present time. So we'd put this motion for consideration, Mayor.
Speakers. Councillor Beswick.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. I just concur with everything that Councillor Carpenter has mentioned there, and really to enhance that, it's great to see some of the forestry land getting re-established as pasture land. It's only going to be better for, I think, for our community in the long term. So I fully support the motion.
Okay. speakers. Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to commend the developer on their innovation and their foresight and their opportunity to, looking for this opportunity to, as we say, return previously used forestry land to something else. That would be a fabulous outcome. And my thanks to Councillor Carpenter for bringing forward the alternative motion. Importantly, the Part 5 agreement. You know, we do live in a community where many of our residents interface with agricultural activity or forestry activity, and the Part 5 allows us to be really, really clear about what the living expectations of those people would be should they choose to go and live in this beautiful part of the world.
Speakers.
Yes, Councillor Mayor, look, I agree. I mean, the planting out of quite a farmland in many cases that occurred back in the 80s and 90s and whatever, as far as I'm concerned, it's a curse on the landscape. And not just the landscape, it's a curse on the district. A lot of people, I can't blame the individual farmers, they got a good price for their land, and for some it was a good opportunity to get out of whatever they were in. But you know, it's absolutely devastated our rural areas. The attendance at many country schools has dropped considerably, and some country schools are even in jeopardy. So it's great if we can get some people to go back and develop this land into pasture, have people living there, and I think it's better for the community all round. And I just wish that these trees had never been planted all over the place. I really do. I mean, there's been some good land that's gone into trees. I mean, Upper Castra, Spelman's Road at Upper Castra, you go up into Wilmot. It's just, it's enough to make you cry. It really is. And, trees are all right in their right place, but those broad acre tree farms, they don't do much for me, and I'm not sure that it's all that economical either. I mean, here's a case of good farmland being turned back into farming land. So, I mean, had the tree plantations been more profitable than farming, it would have been planted out again. But it hasn't happened, and, well, I'd like to see more of this occurring.
Any other speakers? Councillor Carpenter, would you like to close?
Just quickly, Mayor. It's good to hear all the comments of the fellow councillors, but I will take into account the representation, and it's a general representation what's going on between plantation growers and people moving into the districts, and we know that. We have the problems within our community with road use and so forth, so I think the representation has done us a favour. It's brought it to our eyes that they are also concerned and they want to be able to live with everybody within that district and live harmlessly. So. Hopefully a good outcome, and the Wallace Brothers Pastoral Co will turn it in the grass, and they are farmers also, so we're all agricultural growers at the end of the day, so it's a good outcome. Hopefully it just succeeds.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.12 is infrastructure services, and there are no matters for decision, but there's a couple of questions for the Director of Infrastructure Services, and Councillor Beswick, you had one.
Thank you, Mayor. Just wondered if the Director could give us an update on our weed spraying around the community. It appears that it started perhaps late, as a lot of the weeds are quite long at the moment. I've seen one of the spraying vehicles around. It's great that they are getting sprayed, but when they do die, they're very unsightly, and at the moment I'm a bit disappointed in the state of some of our areas with long grass and long weeds. Considering our greening strategy that we're talking about that's being worked on, we need to have resources in place to look after what we've got now without before we add more, which is going to just take more resources. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Beswick. I don't have the information to hand, obviously, so I'll need to take that on advice and get the answers for you on the update of where we're at with that weed spraying program.
Thank you.
Stay in the chair. because Councillor Carpenter also has a question for you too.
Thanks, Mayor. I know the Director won't have the answer here tonight, as we've already spoken previously, but I just wanted this on the books officially. Copes Road was signed off on as far as being brought up to the conditions of the permit of the infrastructure was built up there for the backpackers in the end of Copes Road. I'm led to believe that the full restructure of Copes Road was not carried out. So I'm under the understanding of that. I'm not sure whether it's right or wrong, but I would like to know what has been signed off, and if the full restructure of the road wasn't completed, where did council stand? Because the road was supposed to be widened, as I believe, to the gate of the new buildings, and it's only been widened to the culvert. And I think, yes, the culvert wasn't going to be widened, but it probably should have been widened past that. So I'll leave that. Probably we'll take it on notice.
Take it on notice. I need to get all the facts on that matter. Thank you.
So we move on to 10.13, which is organisational services and the financial statements. Can I have somebody move that they be received, please? Councillor Beswick, seconded Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
I think everything speaks for itself with those, Mayor. Thank you.
Speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Just brings us to 11.1, which is the meeting closed to the public. Can I have somebody move? Thank you, Councillor Van Rooyen. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 11.2 is the confirmation of the closed session of the